Hi friends, welcome back to the next episode of Heart Health with Dr. Rohit Sane. I am your host and friend, Dr. Aman Kapoor, welcoming you back to the next episode. My dear friends, thank you so much for all the love, all the fantastic response that you have given to our episode so far. We have received a phenomenal love, phenomenal spread of information, sharing of information by all of you. Thank you so much for this. My dear friends, let's keep doing this because that is going to be the key for all of us to learn the right information, and the information is going to be the key to protecting ourselves against the attack of heart attack. Today's topic we'll be discussing with Dr. Rohit Sane is a vital topic that we are seeing all around us, the incidence of heart attack in younger individuals. Dr. Sane, welcome back to today's episode. As we see, Dr. Rohit Sane, it is quite evident. We hear in our news, we hear in the people around us, we hear it in our offices and workplaces that heart attack is becoming increasingly more in people who are much younger. So much so that we have seen heart attacks happening in people who are in their 20s. And also in the news, we have heard about recently incidences of heart attacks in students who are yet in the school, which is a very alarming issue. Dr. Sane, even the reports all across talk about the increasing prevalence. So my dear friends, prevalence is the number of cases present in the lakh of population or 1,000 of population, etc. like that. So prevalence of heart attack increase, what the research is talking about is that the number of cases per lakh or per 1,000 population is increasing quite drastically. Dr. Sane, this is a cause of concern. And in our today's episode, I would request you to guide us about, one, why is this heart attack in younger age becoming alarmingly more? And two, what preventive measures can one take to protect against the heart attack, and especially for younger individuals? Quickly, in short, what steps should we take? So, Dr. Sane, over to you, sir.
Yes, as you said, this is absolutely right. Now, the incidence of heart disease, the heart attacks are seen rising in the younger population also. So, earlier, say about 10-15 years back, when I used to have this prevalence and incidence studies which were there on the internet, it was very clear that earlier heart attack was a disease of elderly population. So people beyond the age of 50, 60 used to be concerned about heart attack. But nowadays it has been seen that younger population is also at a very high risk of heart attack. Now, we need to understand the reasons for this early incidence of heart attack. Normally it has been said that heart attack is a product of stressful lifestyle. As we all of us know, this is nothing else but a lifestyle disorder. And the more the lifestyle is not healthy, the heart attack would be seen commoner. Now, we need to understand what exactly does this mean. A stressful lifestyle means something in which your sleep is not complete, your food is not healthy, and you are not exercising, you are not mobile enough so as to keep your blood vessels healthy. Now, when we talk about this, in the earlier days, it was seen that the young population was quite active in various different activities, and which had created a good amount of collateral blood vessels in their heart. The number of collateral blood vessels in the heart to the coronary arteries was the decisive factor why the elderly population also, in spite of having a heart attack, had a good life expectancy. But as soon as the physical activity has reduced, the food has become unhealthy, as well as the stress is seen on rise, all these factors tend to reduce down the manufacturing of these collateral blood vessels in the heart coronary arteries. And during a heart attack, there is no rescue mechanism for the heart through the collateral blood vessels. Earlier, it was seen that in spite of incoming heart attacks, there used to be a good amount of collateral blood vessels to the heart, which could have been a rescue mechanism for n number of elderly population also. But As soon as we have been seen that the young age heart attack has increased, the deaths in this young age group has also increased to many folds. But if at all we are supposed to have something related to prevention and reduce down the incidence of deaths in these young age heart attack, the best thing is going to be a combination of these three things. One is making the food healthier, reducing down the carb percentage in our food, reducing down the total fat percentage of food, increasing the total protein intake of foods, increasing the raw fruits and raw vegetable consumption, reducing down the non-vegetarian food consumption, as well as the total calorie content of the food also has to reduce down. As soon as the calorie content of the food reduces, it is going to be very, very easy to reduce down the incidence of heart attack. That is about food. If at all you talk about exercises, in case of exercise, the more active you are, the more you enjoy being on the ground, being on the earth and enjoying your daily activities, the lesser is going to be the chances of heart attack. It has been said that flexibility of your body is directly proportional to the elasticity of your blood vessels. If at all your blood vessels are quite elastic, you will be able to keep your blood vessels healthy, not get affected by small time stress, and this is going to prevent the breakage of your blood vessels, the damage to the endothelium, that is the internal lining of your blood vessels, and thus prevent the formation of a blood clot which leads to a heart attack. So if at all you have flexibility exercises as well as aerobic exercises, you'll be able to prevent the heart attack in the younger age groups. And the third most important thing is going to be stress. We all know that we are into some kind of era in which stress is an inevitable factor, but there is a remedy. The best remedy on healing the stress is nothing else but a good sleep in the night time. If at all we afford to have a good sleep for about 6 to 8 hours, this sleep is enough to heal whatever damage has happened because of this stress. So, three major factors to reduce down the incidence of young age heart attack and their death is, first is going to be a good healthy food that we have. The second is going to be flexibility and aerobic exercises. And third is going to be a very good sleep in the night time is all that you need to prevent a heart attack, whether it's a younger age group or whether it's an elderly age group. These three things are going to be all-time favorite to reduce down the incidence and of heart attack and the deaths due to heart attack.
Thank you, Dr. Sani. My dear friend, Dr. Sani has covered very important points. The deaths and incidences to heart attack can be reduced by your lifestyle. What has changed is the lifestyle that was prevalent before and now. Earlier, people had lesser stress. Stress was better managed. The diet was consisting more of fibrous food, less of carbs, less of starchy food. People had good physical activity. They would burn the calories that they would eat. And overall, the lifestyle was very healthy. Friends, remember portion control, the right kind of diet, improving your physical activity, and most importantly, managing your stress is going to be the key in your fight against heart attack. Now, this is not just for you, this is for everyone that you know about. Spread this knowledge. Another parameter that is very vital in your fight against heart attack is VO2 max. We will be covering VO2 max in two phases. One, in a video on our YouTube channel. The YouTube channel has been launched with the same name, Heart Health with Dr. Rohit Sare. Go today, subscribe to that YouTube channel, click the bell icon, enable all notifications so you'll be aware of every video that is dropped in by Dr. Sane and every guidance tip that we share on the YouTube channel. On this YouTube channel, we will be very soon talking about VO2 max, how this VO2 max can help you against heart attack, how it can be your savior against heart attack, to how VO2 max can be measured and how overall you can take care. And much more will be coming across in the episodes of podcast and the YouTube channel both. So friends, if you haven't yet followed this podcast, if you haven't yet shared this podcast with everyone, please do it now, right away. And also, in the comment section below, please do share your insights, ask your questions in the comment section, especially on the Spotify platform. If you're there, share the points of in the comment section so that we can know, and we would love to answer every query of yours. We are also soon launching a Facebook group and a community. The details of that will be shared in the next podcast episode. So till that time, this is your friend and host Dr. Aman Kapoor signing over and out. Take care. Bye-bye.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Get your shopping done right this holiday season with Big Air Columbus. Right now, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get a free pair of holiday grip socks, plus a 1.5 hour pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your holiday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.